3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rich. Stop it.
Ricky Rose. Going. I'm going to do my Ricky Rose.
Huh? Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
No Dukes and Bell today because they're off doing other things. I have no idea. Don't ask. Don't tweet me and say, what are Dukes and Bell? I don't know. They didn't tell me. But they're not here. But I'm here with Oren and Day-Day, and we got you covered because we're here to tell you that this is John Fricke at the Northern Kia Studios today on this Thursday that my buddy Oren is – he's like, even though he doesn't have this – Day-Day, have you ever known the dad that had, like, twin girls – who were like both super gorgeous, and you looked at him and went, oh, I feel for you, dude, because you're gonna be fighting them off with a stick.
Yeah, I got a great good friend. He's got two twin girls and another daughter that's older. And yeah, to your point, it's like, yeah, bro, you're gonna be get the shotgun ready.
Yeah, it's like that's gonna be but Orange's got a different problem, and it's a mailbox problem. Okay. And the mailbox problem is the scholarship offers are going to be busting out of – because, see, Oren's trying to set – he and Brett are trying to set up an entire offensive line in the NFL.
No. We have two, John. That's all we're doing. Just two. No more.
No, that's what you say now.
That's what I know.
Well, okay, you've got bookends, right? Right tackle, left tackle?
My two-month-old child, John, grew 4 inches in his first month of life. Four inches. No, like, we're putting him on, like, this, like, 4 to 6 month clothes or whatever, and already starting to show a lot of diaper skin. Like, dude, what the heck? Like, stop growing, man.
Well, it ain't gonna happen.
And then the other one is the other one
is 6'8" is gonna happen, dude.
Yeah, the other one is now just a shade under 4 feet tall.
What are you going to do when Franklin's, like, running around at, like, age 10 and he looks like he's 16 and people want to ID him? They're like, he can't play football.
We'll see what happens. His mom has already started with the markers and the artistic side, which so we'll have that to fall back on if athletics doesn't work out. So
sure, yeah, right, exactly. When he's going to be like 6'9", 310, you know, you just got to start him on
the
weight.
That's the thing, though. Like, he doesn't gain weight. He might be 6'9", but he might be 6'9", like 175.
Well, yeah,
that
right
joke
now.
Is a, I mean, he's a string bean.
Yeah, put some muscle on him. He'll be fine. Okay, anyway. Oren's got Oren's a big dude. For those of you who don't know Oren's a large human being. And his two, oh yeah, they're gonna be the scholarship offers are gonna come in.
It's like Franklin Romaine has got a scholarship offer today.
He's gonna be tweeting at age 12. Please do announce. All right, let's get to it. Let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
4th and 1 is brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedicalCenter.com. Pardon me, I got that wrong. Priority Men's Medical, PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Priority Men's Medical. .com. Want to make sure I get that right. PriorityMen'sMedical.com. So these rankings come out again. Here we go to ranking season, boys. Are you ready for this one? Okay. All right. Oh my God. Did you see the NFL top 100? Oren, did you go through that?
Every once in a while, I'll see I've seen some of the rankings, but not all of them.
If it's the same one that you're. If it's the same one you're talking about, I saw the one where I believe Drake London was like 90 something. Is that the same one?
97 or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Yeah. Drake London is the 97th best player in the NFL. All right. Okay. You know, look, it doesn't really, I understand it doesn't matter. Okay, none of this matters. Go out in the field and prove it. You haven't been to the playoffs since the Braves sucked. Braves suck again, so maybe you can go back. We got to sacrifice one for the other. But I know. But at the same time, it's like, you guys can't see this. I mean, really? There are 96 players in the NFL better than Drake London? Okay, sure, you know. But it's going to make the victory all the sweeter. Now, there's the kitty cats. You kitty cat fans... See, all right, Swampers, I know some of you don't understand this. Being in Atlanta, the kitty cats on our other side there, they desperately want to be our rivals. They want to be our rivals so bad. You know, they want to bring, like, you know, shotguns and axes and drums and, you know, hammers and everything else to games. They want to be our rivals so bad. And we just kind of go, huh, yeah, okay, whatever. And it kills them, okay? It kills them. So when they get a chance, they go all in. And so the kitty cat fans are, like, slamming every NFL site guys out there with the Carolina Panthers are going to win the South this year. They're going to win the South. Good luck to that. How do you, Orin, how do you say hell no in the Spanish? Hello, no. I mean, I don't know.
Infierno, no?
No, I don't know. I lived in El Paso for a year, okay, when I was in seventh grade. My dad was the manager of the hotel in El Paso, and so we got sentenced there for a year. And so we went there, and I went to seventh grade in El Paso. And one day I'm standing at the front desk, and our bellhop was a guy named Luis, really nice guy. And he was an offensive tackle or offensive guard, offensive lineman for UTEP. Right. So he's like big guy, 6'3", 270. He's a big guy. This couple from, I think, New York, Boston, somewhere in the Northeast, they roll in. And he's an older man, older gentleman with an older lady, probably in their late 70s. And they stop and they look down at their bags and they look at him. And she whispers at him, I swear to God, I swear on my mother's grave in the Bible, my mom's alive, that this is a true story. He looks at him and he says, hello, Luis, can you help with our bagos? And Luis looks right at him and says, yeso, io, cano. And the old man claps his hands like, good, thanks. What the hell was that? What do you think? I'm in El Paso. I got to speak Spanish. That's not how it works. And Luis is crying. And he went laughter. I was like, okay. I said, and he goes, it's not the first time it's happened. I went, oh my God. So it's hello, no, oh, in the Spanish there, Carolina. You're not winning the South. Okay. Okay. Look, they may be a better team this year. No, you're not winning the South. So I don't know what gives with these rankings. But I think here's my thing. I think this is going to make it all the more delicious when the Atlanta Falcons exceed expectations. The over-under in Vegas, I think, is like 7.5 wins. I'm like, okay. Does that sound like something that I would... 7.5, really? Because let's just stop for a second. I want to ask Orin and Day-Day a question. All right, you two guys. You're 6-3. You're going to the off week, the bye week last year. You're three games up at all the tiebreakers, right? Does everybody remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kirko, and we're not going to get into the whole quarterback thing. He's already made his statements. We all know about Broke Down Liar. Kirko, in his – did you see the – by the way, what I'm tweeting out with the – he's doing the Great Clips ads. And like, oh, God. Anyway, Kirko – he gets injured, right? And it all goes to hell. But at 6-3, you are on pace for 10 to 11 wins. You're running away with the South, correct? If everything doesn't go to hell, you're running away with the South, right?
Right. Correct.
Is this team right now on paper, as you view it, this one that's going into camp, better than that team last year was when they were at 6-3 going into the bye?
You said on paper.
Yeah, well, that's all we got.
You know, on paper, I'm going to say this defense definitely, I believe, is better. Offensively, I think it's going to be somewhat of a question mark because while we did see good stuff from Michael Penix in those three games, was that enough for us to say that this offense is even better than it was at 6-3 heading into the bye week?
Orin, do you think the team right now on paper is better than the team at 6-3 going into the bye last year?
Oh, man. On paper, yeah, but we don't know what James Pierce is yet.
Well, it's all on paper. Everything's on paper.
Yeah, we don't know what James Pierce is yet. We don't know what Jalen Walker is yet. We don't know what Leonard Floyd's going to do for you yet. So, you know, on paper, I guess, because the needs that you needed to fill have been filled, but that's a tough question to ask because, like, you saw what the 6-3 team did, how they performed. So,
yeah, no, I mean, I get it's all on paper. But if you look at this team on paper, you can project out a little bit, okay? And I think you can project out and say, they are potentially better than the 6-3 team because they're better defensively. They have a defensive coordinator who knows what he's doing. If there's a step back with Michael Penix, and I'm not sure there is, but if there is a slight step back, you know, you could cover it by doing other things. But they're going to be explosive offensively. We already saw, you know, what they could do potentially. Let's go to that Commanders game. Geez. You walk into that environment, you had a beat, you know, if not, and everybody undersells the fact that you still would have gone to the playoffs had Young Wei Koo not gotten injured, notwithstanding the Commanders game, but also the Swamper game that they lost, you know, where he was kicking injured. So if you believe that this team is even equal to that 6-3 team, which was going to be a 10 or 11 team, win team running away with the South, then why 7.5? Did they get demonstrably worse? I mean, demonstrably worse. Or are we saying, no, they actually might have gotten better? So, again, while we don't know if they got better, it's fair to say that they're at least as good and they're better on paper. Now, we haven't seen it in person. I get that. I understand that. But to say that they're the 21st best team in the NFL, which is what our buddies up there at the Entertainment and Sports Programming Network said, you know, I'm like, oh, okay. Really? All right. So, my point is this. Gentlemen, I'm going to ask you another question here. Is it going to be super-duper sweet? Day-Day, all right, let me just ask you. On a sweetness level, how sweet will it be if the Falcons stay healthy, do what they're supposed to do, win 11 games, and win the South? How sweet is that going to be to give a lot of shut-me-up juice?
It's going to be real sweet because, one, you're going to feel great about what the future of this team is going to be, assuming everyone remains healthy. You've got a nice young core. Now, of course, you will have to start looking at some players that you're going to have to start putting some money in some pockets, things of that nature. But overall, it's going to be a great feeling.
You know, Oren, what's interesting is everybody here in town is excited about the immediate future, this year future, of both the Hawks and the Falcons. But the NBA guys are all kind of on board with the whole Hawks thing. You're reading everything out there going, yeah, you know what? The Atlanta damn Hawks, they could be good. Everybody, every NBA guy's going, yeah, A+, A++. Yeah, these guys could be seriously good. You know, and so they're all on board with the Hawks. So it's not going to be really so sweet if the Hawks do. It's going to be sweet for us if they do finally win stuff. But it's not going to be a surprise. They're not going to shut anybody up. The Falcons can shut a lot of people up, can't they, Oren?
I'm so sorry, John. I missed that. I took my headphones off for a second. Say that one more time for me.
What is it? Just go to how sweet will it be if the Falcons offer shut me up juice to everybody?
That would be pretty sweet, yes.